Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, a Chris Evans pick, Josh's fudge, and a sexy tiger. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
Hi, Jess Hooker here.
And I'm Chick McGee. Remember the Off the Air podcast?
I do.
We're back.
What?
That's right. It's on the Bob and Tom VIP section of the Bob and Tom, BobandTom.com.
Yeah.
Just hook yourself up with the VIP and wham, there you've got video of the show in the morning. You've got all the Bob and Tom 24/7 goodies and you get the Off the Air podcast.
Yeah. And you can sign up monthly or you can sign up yearly and save money.
Try it out. And then, of course, you're going to sign up you and your friends for the rest of your life. So do it now.
Yeah. Gift it.
I'm Doug LaDouche. And I approve this ad. You know, these days when I look around this great country of ours, it is obvious to me that everyone hates each other. But it shouldn't be that way. Not everyone deserves to be hated. As president, I promise to do my best to restore civilness. I mean, whatever happened to manners?
Sure.
Let's get back to the good old days. When we addressed people with respect, mm-hmm. we'd say, "This is my boss, Mr. Smith." Mm-hmm. Or, "This coffee is cold, but that skirt sure is hot, Miss Thompson." There. Was that so hard? Problem solved. While we're on the topic of women in the workplace, when it comes to who is better for a job, a man or even a woman, I don't see color. I think women have the same rights men have. Heck, my third wife, Karen, had way more rights than I did, 25% more, according to the lawyers. Irregardless, I believe everybody should be treated equal. My policy is to act like people are regular, even if they aren't. There isn't enough time in this commercial to list all the types of people I am not prejudiced against. I don't care if you are a funny color, a strange religion, or just a weirdo. I'm on your side. Just because I am a white, Caucasian male who happens to be a man, I think it's fine for you people to be whatever it is you are. I don't think I'm better than anyone. And I know nobody is better than me. Doug LaDouche.
Paid for by the Doug LaDouche for President Committee. Ted Fiekelman, Treasurer.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
It's Armageddon. It's
Maybe
Mad Max.
You're going through menopause and you're having hot flashes.
It's Thunderdome.
They put the men in menopause.
Oh.
Wait a minute. That doesn't make sense. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. There's Ace. There's, oh, I'm sorry. The birthday boy.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. Yes.
Thank you.
Is the cake here yet?
I didn't think I'd make it to 40, but.
And don't argue with him. Yeah, he's 40.
Is the cake here yet?
No.
I know. The cake lady, Amy, bringing over your the cake that you requested, Ace. It's a chantilly cake.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a pony tail hanging down.
Don't tell Mom and Dad that we're on the phone. I got the panties for a blessing.
Oh, come on.
That's I don't know where that came from. Let's see. There's Chick. There's Josh. There's Christy. Willie G is buying the glass over there, and Patty G back there. Nice song, Pat. Thank you very much.
Yes.
We certainly appreciate that, and I hope that track phone hotline rings again soon. That's what's
I'm
all
sure
I can
it will.
Say.
Okay.
Christy, I just stumbled on this story. Apparently, everybody knows this but me.
About Chris Evans and Captain America's naked picture on Instagram?
Oh,
what,
yeah.
How
what
could
is
you miss that?
I don't know who this guy is. That's
what?
How I missed it.
What?
He doesn't know who Chris
know
Evans
who
is.
You don't know who Chris Evans is?
I don't.
He's Captain America.
Oh, my God, Tom.
I don't go to...
You do. He was in Knives Out, and he's the spoiled son of one of the couples.
Okay, I did not. I don't go to any superhero movies, so I'm out of the loop.
Once Upon a Time, he played the Human Torch in a Fantastic right. Four movie.
I don't go to...
Evans caused a ruckus over the weekend on social media when he apparently put up a risque picture of himself on his Instagram account, which has more than 6 million followers. He was
naked.
Well,
you got to have no life to follow that guy. Is it? Gee, I wonder what an actor who plays a superhero is doing.
Let me ask you something.
I'd like to get his opinion on something.
Well, quite honestly, if you follow him, you are going to get his opinions on things.
Yeah. So you're I don't like to make any decisions without consulting someone who pretends to be fake.
And in the Avengers, the most profitable movie in the history of the world.
I would say, yes.
Chris Evans.
Captain America.
So
does he die in the end or anything
naked,
cool?
Him naked on the internet, nothing to you. But if Dick Van Dyke was naked on the internet, you'd lose your mind. Right?
Well, Mr. Van Dyke has way too much class to be naked on the internet.
To be honest, the next naked Dick Van Dyke photo will be from his autopsy.
Which could be.
You know, Josh,
that could have happened while we're talking.
I often wonder when people say they like you. I wonder what quality it is that they're.
Man, we couldn't have done that any better if we'd never rehearsed.
Evans addressed the photo, which has since been taken down.
So this is a so-called, may I use the phrase, dick pic?
From what I understood, it was a he did somewhat of a video or something, and he was showing something on his phone, and you could see the rest of the photos on his phone, and there were penises on it.
Yeah,
and so
were they his?
They didn't know if they were his or if what was going on.
He says he's.
Well, if you have those on your phone, if they're not yours,
yeah. Has he commented yet?
He just said it was a very interesting weekend, quote, full of lessons learned. Ah. You know, things happen. It's embarrassing, but you got to roll with the punches. I will say I have some pretty fantastic fans who really came to my support. That was really, really nice.
Nobody dislikes.
Yeah, that's from the LA Times this morning. It said Chris Evans embarrassed about leaking nude photo. Right. You know, things happen, he said. Yep.
He really seems like a sweet guy.
Yeah, I love him. He's great.
I do. I love him, too.
Really funny, good actor, really good timing. Yeah. I like a non-comedic actor that has that comedic timing, though.
You know? He's very funny.
Yeah.
Like your Ryan
Scott
Reynolds.
Scott Pilgrim, very funny.
Yeah, yeah. Ryan Reynolds. Yeah, he does that.
Okay, well, anyway, we don't know who schlong it is in the photograph.
No, maybe he's just sort of admitted it was his with his somewhat embarrassing confession. But I don't know.
Is it a hefty one?
How was it?
Judging by the picture, he has nothing to be embarrassed about.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Gotcha.
Is it Hulk Hogan-esque? Remember those? Holy.
I never saw Hogan schlong.
I never saw it either.
Speaking of Hulk Hogan, hasn't Pringles announced they're redesigning their can?
Is that right?
Oh. Remember?
Okay. Could you get that?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom Show, USA. It's Larry King.
Hey, Larry.
How are you?
Good.
Well, I just want to let you know that I'm about to drop an age discrimination suit on somebody.
Oh.
Well, you heard this pretty boy actor, Chris Evans, posted a photo of his male member on Instagram accidentally. And if you can see me right now, you know that I'm throwing air quotes all over the word accidentally. Come on. The kid's got no more Marvel movies left. His career's on the skids. So he posts photos of the bald bishop. The bald bishop. Can't get it out. I get it. Who doesn't want to see Captain America's disco stick? But what I don't get is why is everyone giving him a pass? They're treating it like it's a big joke. Big, maybe, but it's definitely no joke. He trots out his yogurt slinger for the whole world to see, and he's some kind of a hero. Huh? Meanwhile, I send a few tasteful and classy wiener shots to a select assortment of actresses, politicians, WNBA stars, news outlets, librarians, and nurses, and I'm labeled a pervy creep. Come on. How come I get sent laughing emojis and get slapped with restraining orders, huh? That's pure age discrimination. I'll have you know. I'll have you know, damn it, in the trouser snake department, I've still got the goods, okay?
Good to know, Larry.
The kosher kielbasa, as it was known by many ex-wives, has received rave Yelp reviews over the years.
Really?
Right.
You know, why B. Arthur called it a paragon of adequacy.
Well, that's standing with faint praise.
If you don't believe me, I can send you some photos right now.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Judge yourself. You want to see a relaxed or angry?
Neither.
You want me to lay it across my lap like a crocheted Afghan?
Oh, wow.
You want me to put it next to a Pringles can or surrounded by a bundt cake?
No.
Huh? With the Prince Albert piercing or without?
Without.
Do you want the portrait setting or the glamour shot I had the kid do at the mall? Come on, let me know, big mouth. Let me know. I'll send it to you.
All right, hang up.
I got to go. Bye.
Okay, thanks. Right. So, Larry's these are odd times we live in.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes your wiener is going to accidentally get on the internet.
Yeah, yeah. There's a bunch of celebs. I mean, didn't Brett Favre have an issue with this?
Yeah. Yes. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the famous mushroom photo.
When he was playing. Yeah, mm-hmm. That was an odd... let's face it, they all kind of look the same. But Brett Favre's was unique, I got to tell you.
Yeah, that
was like you ever send any pics?
It was like a jaunty beret.
Seriously? Of course not.
Oh, I mean, dear. Come on.
Come on.
What's the most unbelievably sexy thing you've ever done?
You ever videotape yourself, Tom?
Hit
please,
me, Daddy. Hit me.
Everybody shut up, okay? I don't want to do this.
You just come up behind her as she's washing the dishes. You slide your hand.
Please,
in.
No.
First of all, I'm please. Washing the dishes.
That's right.
And by the way, that caused the, we got a bunch of mail about that yesterday.
Right, when you're in the kitchen, everybody else is out.
That's the way I like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too.
No matter how many times I say that, I can't convince them that I really don't want their help. I have a system when I wash the dishes.
Yeah. Yes, it's...
Yeah, me too, Tom. Me
and
too.
We had... we had a bunch of food hacks that have come in. Some great cooking ideas. Christy, you had a good one yesterday. Remember your food hack?
Yeah, and then somebody expanded on that. You take aluminum foil and you line the inside of your drain and then you pour the grease in it. And that way the grease will harden and you can just throw the whole thing away. But if you have one sink like Tom and I both have... You can do the same thing with a small bowl.
Yeah, you put the foil in the bowl, right. Pour the grease in there, and put it in your refrigerator, and right. Then it'll harden. You can toss.
Exactly.
Now this one, Josh, this one I really like.
Okay.
We were talking about recycling your pizza.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big fan of cold pizza, frankly.
Recycling?
It's, reheating.
No, recycling. You're recycling.
Recycling.
You're turning it back into food.
Okay.
This guy says, scrape off the toppings on your pizza. Fry them with a little olive oil in a pan, and you'll make the best omelet you've ever made in your life. What a great idea that is.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, that's not pizza, what? Though. That's an omelet.
It's a pizza omelet.
It's not a pizza omelet. It's an Italian Denver. Omelet, if anything. Yeah.
That depends on what you're, what's
second.
On your
There's
pizza.
There's no pizza to it.
Denver?
Denver omelet.
Yeah.
Yeah, Denver omelet. You never heard of a Denver omelet?
Onion, green pepper, ham?
Yeah.
You never heard of that?
What
is wrong with you?
If you're eating a ham and onion, green pepper,
I think it's also called a Western omelet.
Yes.
Yeah, fine. Come on. That's a great idea. Thank you very much, Robert. let's see. This one is the headline. Turd burglar. That's not it.
What?
You know what? This is the problem. People have encouraged your oddness over the years, and it's not helping you, okay?
We have some more great food hacks.
If you'd like to. I'm gonna kill you with a spare rib.
Josh?
Yes.
We get this nice one from Zachary, who writes, Josh, a little bit of milk in the last bit of your ranch bottle. Shake it up.
Shake it up.
Get that last bit of ranch out of that baby.
I don't have ranch or milk in my house, but.
No milk? You don't have ranch dressing?
No.
Well, this is like finding out Dean Martin didn't really drink a lot of booze.
Yeah, trust me.
I thought you had ranch dressing in your veins.
What's wrong
and people
with you?
Would be so disappointed at what I ate and how much porn I actually looked at.
We never did get pictures of our
food. I have mine on my phone.
I
can send it in right now.
I have better things to do.
Oh, well. Well. Perhaps I could go over to your home now and take a picture of your refrigerator. And so what would I find?
What would you find?
What would I find?
Oh, you'd find some, you'd find a head of cauliflower.
Oh, okay.
From what century?
A human head.
You're not going to be weird seeing a human head in the freezer, are you?
That's not broccoli. That's a three-year-old head of cauliflower.
You'd find some Michelob.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, some Michelob.
You have Michelob money?
I don't find. You're not a Michelob guy.
I enjoy a Michelob with Ultra? A steak every now and again.
The Michelob
Ultra?
And you'd find some leftover.
Leftover?
Oh, that's mean.
Everybody sit down.
I'm telling you, you don't want to look at my fridge. It's not what you all want it to be.
I have ranch in my fridge right here, I see.
My fridge is like so obviously me. There's a huge 2-liter of Diet Pepsi right there in the front.
I have two HelloFresh meals in there.
Very
see
good.
That?
Okay, very good.
Wow, yours is, fridge is packed.
Well, of course, I eat. Don't you eat, Pat?
I have some food in there, but you know, Christine, I can't afford it.
Mine, my fridge is beer, takeout, and then I'm trying to be healthy, so I got a thing of lettuce, you know, 50-50 salad sure. blend, and I have that, and so when I get home, I have to go home and throw that away because it expired before I eat.
Good thing you didn't crack it open so it's not stinking.
No, yeah, you know?
The amount of food I throw away is embarrassing.
Oh, really? That's a shame.
It's okay, awful.
Well, let's move forward here. Christy Lee is at the Bob and Tom News Desk. What have we missed?
Well, the Tiger King fans out there, guess what? With Halloween coming, you can dress like a sexy tiger queen.
It's already too late. It's over. But you can do it if you want. Yeah.
What do you mean it's over?
Nobody gives
what happened
crap.
To you? You were the fun guy for so long.
Last 3 days, Josh.
Must now be must be real. This
I'll tell you what happened.
Must be this lack of ranch dressing.
The Tiger Queen costume inspired.
Ever since you quit eating it 3 days ago.
I'm off ranch dressing. I can't take it.
It's like you stop smoking.
My hand won't stop shaking.
It's like you stop smoking.
I chose a bad week to quit ranch. Okay,
these ranch patches do nothing.
Try the gum.
Try the ranch gum.
My friends say the gum works. Okay.
Our TV friend Tracy just sent me a picture of a pizza omelet he made just last week.
Aha!
Yep.
Thank you, Tracy.
Yeah.
That's surprising. It doesn't have anything about Michigan in it. That's weird. Tracy loves Michigan more than you do.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Oh, by the way, great, great story coming up about finding a lost ship in the bottom of Lake Michigan.
Yes.
Super
yes,
cool news.
Wow.
Here we go.
We have two lost ships.
And I didn't even, I edited out the part about Morse code because I knew these guys would be angry if it was in there.
So instead he mentioned it verbally.
I didn't mention it. I just said it's not going to be there. So you're not going to get it out of me.
You know, I think because of your Morse code talk, I think my tinnitus has become Morse code at night.
It's Morse code, not Morse.
Morse, whatever.
Morse.
I hear it all the time.
Like rhymes with
really?
Course.
Yes. It's awful.
Can you do something about it?
Well, apparently if I take Sudafed, not Sudafed.
Heroin.
Yeah, Sudafed.
Heroin will slow it down if you want to. Try some ginkgo.
Really? Does that help?
It helps a little bit.
Tiger Queen costume inspired by Joe Exotic features a sequin denim and tiger print romper, an O-ring choker, a detachable brown holster belt, a Velcro leg garter, and a hot pink sequined trucker hat with a tiger on it.
I really like the word romper.
Romper?
I think I'm going to have to get one.
Yeah. I like O-ring.
Oh, shit, you're getting a romper?
I think I might.
Buddy, if you get one, I'll get one. We can get matching romper. The romp him, as they call them.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Oh, I want to see that picture.
You have to do it.
Josh, you're in too, baby.
I'm not wearing no romper.
Not even for a joke.
You see Tom in a romper?
I ain't wearing no romper.
I ain't afraid of no romper.
There's also the coolest cat outfit inspired by Carol Baskin. Involves a low-cut tiger print bodysuit and a tiger ear headband.
The best costume, though, I'm sorry to interrupt, Christy, is Carol Baskin's first husband.
Oh,
that's what chick's going to go as this Halloween. What you do is you disappear for the evening.
Yes, I do.
I know.
Every year.
During Dancing with the Stars, she made her debut on Monday night.
Is that right?
The family of the guy who's missing, they ran an ad.
Yep. No.
Yes, absolutely correct.
Ah, good for them. Mm-hmm. They deserve answers.
Hell yeah, they do.
Yeah. They had to pay for an ad.
Well, I mean, I would assume.
Plus, didn't that guy have money and she didn't give them any?
Right.
None. She's a terrible person. She's a garbage person.
Yes.
Who needs to be shot publicly, I think.
Oh, cool. I'm in.
I knew that would get
some. I love this.
The Tiger Queen costume.
Big fan of bringing back the public execution.
Costs about $68. Coolest cat, about $50. Yandy's gone viral in the past with their sexy Mr. Rogers and Bob Ross outfits as well.
Oh, I remember those,
yeah. Yeah, last year.
Oh, the Bob Ross. That's a great costume. I have one in my office. Very easy to do. So, thank you very much, Christy.
Seriously, Tom, have you cooled off yet? Because I think my fingers are numb
freezing.
At this point.
Willie's wearing a shirt.
Your son's wearing a
blanket around him. Completely freezing.
Your son is
literally
coat.
Swaddled
in his Snuggie.
Like, maybe if you'd so get cold. That romper that you've been bitching about not having for the last 3 weeks.
Bitching about it? We mentioned it a break. Yeah, oh, my God. What is wrong with you? I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry at work.
Okay, sorry.
Well, you're wearing the outfit for it.
You know what? Welcome to the club.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.